Paul, what have you liked about Jack Roslovic's versatility about being able to move up and down the line so far in his time in the NHL?
He came in on the wing and was hard and strong on the puck, so we know he's got speed and he's got some hands, but his play on the boards and his intensity on the forecheck allowed him to kind of get a few more minutes. You know, he had some chances early, so there was some offensive ability there. But he skates well. At the end of the day, that's the advantage that he has. Strong on the walls and he skates well. That means you can play him up your lineup. You know, you can either hold by doing some good, strong things with the puck, and then he's got enough skill that he can make plays with other good players.
He said down the Moose that was what he did a lot of as well with Pascal Vincent moving up and down the lineup. That gave him, you know, experience with that. That's clearly helped him in the NHL, correct?
Filling in different, I guess, roles, if you will.
Yeah.
Playing with different center icemen. The center iceman dictates a lot of how the line is going to play. Not always, but it certainly is. There's a theme to a line a lot with the center iceman that's there. So he had different center icemen there. He was one and then moved to the wing. Over the course of the year, that happens to just about everybody in your lineup. You move up and down the lineup and play with different people. Injuries, opponents change, matchups change, those kind of things, and the player's performance. So it's good that he's been able to. The other interested at some point, not right now, is if he could play his offside. That would be the kind of the next phase to where we can use him.
Paul, two power play goals last night. Obviously, power play had hit a bit of a rougher stretch here lately, but did you feel that it was just a matter of time and that they got rewarded justly last night?
We felt that our power play, some of the areas that had kind of fallen off, didn't keep us from, may have kept us from zone time, but we were still getting really good looks in the offensive zone, so it wasn't broken by any means. We got a little slower with the puck. And then a couple of unusual power play goals, the 5-on-3, and then off a faceoff. Usually something like that gets the confidence back with the group.
You've stressed many times in the past that penalty kill is such a huge part of any team's success. Just looking, you guys are now tied for third overall in the NHL, and two games in a row that you've also scored a shorthanded goal. Is that another element that's just naturally developing out of a strong penalty?
The PK is really important, and it was really built all year. We gave up four in our first two games of the season. I think we're sitting at about 33 right now, so we were behind it statistically for a big chunk of the year, and it's built and gotten better. I think the penalty kill, really good goaltending on our penalty kill. We've defined where the shots will come from a little bit for Connor. But our goaltender has been really good in the PK. We've had penalty killers out of our lineup. The other guys have come in and done a good job. The goals for, it almost seems you get on rolls on those kind of things where you start to get offensive chances and then it dries up. The keeping them out of your net is priority one. There's some confidence there. Face-offs are good. Our clears are good. Our stands are better for sure at the line. And then I think we've done a pretty solid job of defining what it's going to look like when the puck gets to the net.
And just a couple housekeeping ones, status quo on everybody, anybody skate on their own today?
Yeah, both goaltenders and Matthias and Tanev skated today. Both forwards felt quite a bit stronger, so that's the good forward motion there. And the goaltenders are not far off at all from starting to see pucks in practice.
So all four of those guys could be joining the main group in the near future?
Well, in the near future, yeah. I won't put them all out for a morning skate. Don't want that many bodies on it, but soon, yes.
Toby Enstrom just maintenance.
Correct.
Today. And then just finally on the goaltending, is it going to be Connor Hellebuck again tomorrow?
Yes.
Was there any thought to looking at getting Eric Comrie in a game, or you just keep going with Connor with how he's playing and the schedule as it is?
Exactly. It's a schedule as it is. I know in March that we're going to have the plan is that we get out on that road trip that we're going to be able to cut Connor back quite a bit. And he's in a rhythm and we're at home. And it's not at all the same kind of fatigue issues because we have days off and then he takes morning skates off as well. So the frequency that he's actually hitting the ice and stopping pucks we have way down. the mental part of carrying it. It's good form to go through it now, but when we get into March, we will we'll be using both goaltenders.
Will that matter who you have as number two?
No.
No, you'd use Eric as soon as you'd use Hutch, as soon as you'd use Mason?
Very probably, yeah.
Close to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an order there where, yeah. You know, Mason and Michael have just have more time in the NHL, more experience, so they get a bit of a nod over Eric.
Yeah. You haven't ruled Steve out then to rejoin the team this season at all for the stretch?
No, I expect him on the ice stopping pucks here in the next week.
Next week, yeah, okay. How do you feel about your new line combinations after?
I was fine with them. I don't think that they had as big an impact as it might feel, and I understand it, right? You make the change, you come back, win a game, and then you put up a bunch. But we played just better yesterday, and it wasn't a chemistry issue more than anything. Our whole game was better, the pace, the puck movement. Pieces of the first two lines, really all three of those lines, two of them are used to playing with each other, so there's not that big an adjustment. Connor in Scheisse's situation, you've got a line that's absolutely played together and played well together, so there's no real adjustment there with Kyle Connor going there. Roslovic's a new piece, but the elements of what he brings, he skates, he's strong on the walls, and he's got two guys that have good chemistry together playing, and Nicky and Patty like playing with each other, so it's not as big a change. I didn't think it had as big an impact as it might seem.
Yeah. How much do you weigh the opposition you got? Did you get as much out of Colorado as you might get out of a St. Louis? Or,
well, the opposition has a big impact. I don't think you make drastic changes in your lines, but how, you know, at home you have the advantage of who you're going to play them against. You get a little bit of a match. It's a much stronger match from your blue line than it is from your forward lines. A lot of it off face-offs is putting guys on their strong sides. So Kopp will get the left side draws like Lowry would in the D zone, and then we'll use Schaefer, Brian on the other side of the ice. The matchup's important, but it's not critical. But that game last night's 1-1, 30 minutes in, right? And then you leave the rink at 6-1 feeling that you handled them pretty well, but it was a tight, hard game. When we're cutting video for the most part from the game, we would look at that block of being the real part of the game where we can get better and want to do some things differently, but we were also pretty darn good.
Which block?
The first 30 minutes, like when the game's really contested, right up to probably Patty's goal. It's a contested hockey game. You gets to 4 and 5. Both teams are trying to get through the last 20, so there's not a lot of video there you want to use.
What did you make of Bufflin 17 minutes in penalties as far as
he's been good. He hasn't been in the box a whole lot this year. That started off the faceoff at 4-0. Their fourth line comes out. There's 30 on the clock. We'd given up goals in the last minute of period, so I put Scheife's line out. And the frustration was there. We were just a little concerned that, you know, their fourth line guy was going to take liberties with Blake Wheeler, who can handle himself. He can take care of it. But Buff picked up on that before anybody else did and closed the gap. I have no problem. You know, one of two things has to happen in those games. Either the referees have to take care of it or you have to take care of it. One of the two, you can't let it get running around on you. So it was over. It was well-timed.
So in a 2-1 game, you don't want to lose Bufflin in a close game for that long. Maybe that wouldn't have happened in a 2-1 game.
But at a 4-0 game, we want to take care of our players.
Yeah.